Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, June 17th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is south at 17, with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.69, and the dew point is 64 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office ramped up patrols during the Click It or Ticket campaign.
From May 19th to June 2nd, officers targeted seatbelt use, speeding, and impaired driving. Officers issued 12 seatbelt citations, 3 speeding tickets, and 2 other citations, including a DUI arrest. A total of 37 vehicles were stopped. Sheriff Scott Braun emphasized their commitment to enforcing Kansas traffic laws to reduce unsafe driving, stating that while the campaign has ended, traffic enforcement continues year-round to keep roads safer. I'm J.P. Bazette.
A 3-year-old boy who went missing near Andover on Saturday evening accidentally drowned, according to investigators. Butler County Sheriff's deputies said the toddler was outside with an adult who was doing yard work. When the toddler wandered off, his body was found in a nearby waterway on Sunday morning. The child was a family member of the residents, but was not their child. No foul play is suspected, but an autopsy will be performed. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Equipment uptime is vital to your success, especially during harvest. That's why Prairieland Partners invests in an expansive parts inventory, top-quality John Deere certified technicians, and trained parts personnel to assist you this harvest season and beyond. Call, visit them online, or stop by any of their 15 locations today. Prairieland Partners, wishing you a safe and successful harvest.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is being brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative. Harvest crews were hustling to repair combines and keep cutting ahead of forecasted thunderstorms in Barton County, according to Dean Stopscoff, who farms near Hoisington. His first two fields, both planted to Plains Gold Whistler, had yields of 45 to 50 bushels per acre. Moisture is between 11.5 and 14.5%, with test weights ranging from 59.5 to 61.5 pounds per bushel, and protein was hitting 11.5 to 14%. Yields are better than expected. However, Stopscoff noted that he's cutting some of his best fields first and expects yields to go down as the harvest progresses. Within fields, he remarked that prolonged drought conditions and freeze damage caused a lot of inconsistency with stands, noting that he feels like he's cutting 60 bushels of wheat or 5 bushels of wheat with nothing in between. Still, he feels optimistic after consecutive years of near-total crop failures and expects to be done cutting within 2 weeks. He said they have cut more wheat in the last day and a half than he did all last year, and so far they've been pleasantly surprised with the yields, but fields are highly variable. To follow along with harvest updates, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest24 on social media and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. Changes are coming to postseason formats and championship sites across Kansas high school athletics. In an executive board meeting for KSHSAA last week, changes to basketball, football, wrestling, and track and field were all approved. One of the substantial changes, as announced in January, is state football championships, which will be moving to 3 sites with 3 games played at each site. The executive board approved sites and schedules for 2024. That includes Emporia State University, that begins on Friday, November 29th, and continues Saturday, November 30th, for Class 6A, Class 4A, and Class 5A. Hutchinson Community College that begins Friday, November 29th and continues Saturday, November 30th for Class 2A, Class 3A, and Class 1A. And Kiowa County High School in Greensburg with all games played on Saturday, November 30th for Class 8 Player Division 2, Class 6 Player, and Class 8 Player Division 1. KSHSAA also announced changes to the state basketball tournaments as beginning in March 2026, the state basketball tournaments will be moving to four total sites. The four facilities will play host to the seven classifications of 14 championships. KSHSAA said the schedule and other event details will be determined following the 2024-2025 basketball season. In wrestling, KSHSAA said it will add a fourth class for girls to mirror the boys' wrestling classification designations. That addition will also necessitate another championship site, meaning 6A, 5A, 4A, and 3-1A will each have their own sites. In track and field, qualification for the state meet was adjusted to include the top three plus the next four best regional performances in each event. On Friday, June 14th, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has received Area Development Magazine's Gold Shovel Award for the fourth year in a row. According to the Office of the Kansas Governor, since the start of 2019, Kansas has created 1,180 new economic development projects worth more than $19 billion in private sector investment and created and retained more than 67,000 jobs statewide. Kansas was recognized for its achievement in attracting high-value investment projects that will create a significant number of new jobs throughout the state. In 2023, there were 255 projects totaling $3.1 billion in private sector investment and nearly 12,000 jobs created or retained. The single largest project was Building Materials Manufacturing Corporation's $350 million facility in Newton. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas has jumped from the middle of the pack to the top of the heap, establishing a new normal as a nationally recognized economic powerhouse, and they will continue to work tirelessly to ensure an even brighter future. Officials with the Office of the Governor said the framework for growth, developed in partnership with communities, businesses, education institutions, and economic development stakeholders, focuses on five target sectors that include advanced manufacturing, aerospace, distribution, logistics and transportation, food and agriculture, and professional and technical services. The Office of the Governor's officials said these target sectors emphasize commerce's focused, purposeful approach to economic development. 90% of the business's success announced during the Governor Kelly and Toland administration came from one of the target sectors. In Nebraska news, it's been a deadly year on Nebraska roads, on pace to be the worst in 5 years. Data shows 110 traffic fatalities, up 31% from last year and 17% higher than the 5-year average. There are twice as many crashes on rural roads compared to urban ones. The State Director of Transportation, Vicki Kramer, reminds every Nebraska driver to take safety seriously. She says to please continue to buckle up, put your phones down, and use every opportunity to talk to your friends and family about the safety of our roadways. Distracted driving, and especially as they have more and more construction zones in the summer, they really need to be diligent in taking every opportunity to make roads safer. Whether that be through construction measures or through just education of what it means to put your phone down, buckle up, and go the speed limit. Vicki Kramer spoke in Grand Island at the Department of Transportation broke ground on a project to improve a stretch of Highway 30. Engineers say the highway between Grand Island and Alda should be greatly improved by removing a number of places where people turn and spots where traffic backs up because of railroad tracks. Two people suffered minor injuries on Sunday in a crash with a railroad crossing gate in rural Merritt County. The Merritt County Sheriff's Office reported that the crash happened near Highway 30 and Z Road just west of Silver Creek. A Ford Escape was heading south on Z Road when the driver fell asleep and crashed into the railroad crossing gate. The driver and a passenger had injuries that were not life-threatening, according to the Sheriff's Office, and he said they were wearing a seatbelt. The Silver Creek Fire and Rescue Department also responded to the scene. Three teenagers who escaped from the Youth Rehabilitation and Treatment Center in Lincoln were caught on Friday night. The Lincoln Police Department responded to reports of three youths who escaped from the facility at 7 p.m., and according to law enforcement, multiple agencies searched the area. However, they did not find the teenagers. Officials said the Lincoln Police Department learned that a vehicle had been stolen in the area, and at 10:30 p.m., a trooper located the stolen vehicle driving on Interstate 680 in Omaha, and the trooper attempted a traffic stop. However, the teens refused to pull over, and the juveniles ran a red light and fled. The Omaha Police Department's helicopter was already overhead and took the pursuit over from the air. The State Patrol said pilots tracked the vehicle to the area of 31st and Curtis Streets, where the teens fled on foot. Two of the juveniles were taken into custody without incident, and officials said the third was tracked down by an OPD canine. That teen was treated for minor injuries, and all three were lodged in the Douglas County Youth Center on multiple charges, according to the State Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
This year's list of Kansas Notable Books continues the tradition of celebrating the rich stories and culture of Kansas. Each year, the Kansas Notable Books list features 15 books published during the previous calendar year, which are about or set in Kansas or written by a Kansas author. This year's selection committee includes representatives of public, university, and regional libraries, academics, and writers. Kansas Notable Books authors will be awarded their medals at the Kansas Book Festival on September 27th at Washburn University. Kansas Notable Books is a project of the Kansas Center for the Book, a program at the State Library of Kansas, which is the state affiliate of the Library of Congress Center for the Book. The mission of the Kansas Center for the Book is to highlight the state's literary heritage and foster an interest in books, reading, and libraries. For more information or questions about Kansas Notable Books program, you can visit kslib.info/notablebooks, or you can contact the State Library of Kansas at 785-296-3296. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on June 11th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, Dale Jacobson, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant, and one member of the public. The May meeting minutes were approved with a revision to note that Dick Thompson was erroneously marked as absent, but was indeed present at the May 13th meeting. The director, Mr. Goslin, provided a child care update, which has had many hopeful advancements in the last week. He said they hope to share positive information regarding it in the coming months, as with the significant assistance of several Norton residents and a couple of businesses, they want to pursue the endeavor further. Regarding the East Site development, Dallas notified the board that easement issues are all but finalized, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment had made a modification to the water line plan. Additionally, the Kansas Department of Transportation cost share grant that could be for the East Site development will be announced on June 27th. Discussions were held regarding the potential onboarding of a 501c3 underneath the organization. A motion was made to pursue the option further, and it was seconded and unanimously supported by the board. Additional developments were presented regarding the assistance of product development for a local entrepreneur. Mr. Goslin said they're hoping an expanded partnership with two universities in the state can assist in the R&D process while they continue to facilitate support. There was a short conversation regarding contracting with an architectural firm to begin doing preliminary design and estimating, and action will be taken once presentable documents are given to the office. The primary topic of discussion was the 2025 budget and adjustments that had to be made regarding how expenses were presented. An executive session was called for a period of 10 minutes to discuss and approve adjustments to personnel services, and after which a motion was made and passed to approve the budget for 2025. With no questions regarding the director's report and no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:39 p.m. Visitation for Joe Sproul, 81 of Edmond, Kansas, will be held today, Monday, June 17th, from 1 to 3 p.m., with a memorial service starting at 3 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions can be made to the Norton FFA and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny and hot with a high near 98 and windy with a south wind of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Otherwise, it'll be clear during the early evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with the lows around 74 and windy tonight with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 89 and breezy. And on Tuesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 58 and a chance of precipitation of 90% on Tuesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Wednesday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy Wednesday with a high near 69. On Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 a.m., should be partly sunny with a high near 84. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 85 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 91. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is southwest at 15 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68 and the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting the flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals lost their weekend series to the Dodgers 2-1. They fell in Game 1 Friday night 4-3 after going up 3-0 on a 3-run homer from Salvador Perez in the 4th inning. Cole Reagans gave up 3 in the 5th. Will Smith gave up an unearned run in the 8th, but they couldn't make the comeback. On Saturday night, Seth Lugo got the win, going 6 innings, giving up 6 hits, 2 runs, while striking out 4. MJ Melendez hit his first career Grand Slam, and Bobby Witt Jr. had 2 hits and an RBI in the 7-2 victory. And Sunday, they dropped the series finale 3-0. Brady Singer took the loss, going 6 innings, giving up 5 hits, 3 runs, all solo home runs, 2 by Shohei Ohtani, 1 by Freddie Freeman. The offense was 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. After the game, manager McAdrero talked about the stretch of tough games being over.
It's not surprising to me that we competed really well. I mean, but come Tuesday night, I'm not going to feel any different that, oh, now we got an easy stretch of games. It's just not the way this works, and it's not something I really want to keep talking about, that we played first-place teams and now we're not, because every game counts the same.
The Royals are now 41-32 and have an off day today before they continue their road trip with 3 in Oakland beginning tomorrow night at 8:40 p.m. with Alec Marsh on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perished in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We're watching a deep trough of low pressure that's going to be making its way into the western and central parts of Kansas eventually. Another trough of low pressure at the surface will bring us gusty winds. High wind watch already being posted for western Kansas and a wind advisory in the central part of the state. Frontal boundary moves our way tomorrow, and that will increase our chance of thunderstorms. Some of those may be severe in parts of northern and western Kansas. Partly cloudy today, a slight chance of thunderstorms later on in north-central Kansas with a high in the upper 90s, around 95 today in the northwestern part of the state. In northeastern Kansas, sunny, hot, and humid today, breezy with a high in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 75. In the southwestern part of the state, very windy today, where high should be in the upper 90s. For south-central Kansas, sunny, windy with a high 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy and breezy tonight, Tarlo in the mid-70s. Sunny, very warm and windy in southeastern Kansas with a high 92, 75 degrees likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, well, late trade on Friday, definitely higher, big time higher as a matter of fact. 195 in the south, 196, 198, even a few 199 in the northern plains. And that really shows that the show list may be more current than people think out there. Good strength in the beef and pork market and expected lower corn trade. Expect the market to open higher on the livestock side. Red ink, as far as the grains are concerned in the overnight market trade, wheat futures down 14 to 15, corn down 4, soybeans down 12 to 13. Wet weekend across the western Midwest, as the indications are that the high pressure system is starting to break down. This is the Kansas Ag Network.